You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Happy Saturday from me to you here at 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge at El Willingham. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Happy 4th of July weekend. I know a lot of people were out shooting fireworks last night. I know it's fun for all of you. I hate it. 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 And if you listen to me normally here, you know I go by the youngest in charge. And people would think that, oh, a 27-year-old, the sports radio host, would love fireworks. This is right up his alley, right? No. I hate 4th of July weekend for this reason. All we're going to hear for the next 48 hours, and hell, there are some of you out there that are even more ignorant than I am, and I'm going to continue to hear it into next week as well. That's the one annoying piece about 4th of July weekend. You can have your fireworks on 4th of July night. Hell, I don't mind if you do it the night after. When it's Tuesday afternoon, I don't need to hear fireworks cracking off. Because at some point, you got to differentiate, is it fireworks or is it fire? If you understand what I'm saying. But no, that's...
I got no problem with the fireworks, Linnell, as long as they're not those, like... You've seen those videos where the fireworks are, like, almost airstrikes?
Man,
those people, crazy fireworks that I don't know where they get them, but they're almost like missiles.
Everyone falls in the same bucket. We have a problem. You know what? And shout out to me for being here this morning to give it to you and lay it out to you. We have a problem as Americans. People's use of fireworks, they should be illegal. What is fun about watching, I don't know, maybe I'm just being a complete Debbie Downer. There is nothing exciting to me about loud, popping, ignorant noises.
Well, I know you don't like thunderstorms, so this kind of checks out.
You know what, Ben? That is a hell of a point. I do not like thunderstorms.
You don't like loud noises, but you're a loud dude. So it doesn't really make any sense to me. But you know, you do you.
I just do me, and y'all just do y'all. But no, 4th of July weekend always super interesting time. Hope to hear from you this morning as you're driving around. Maybe you're going out this morning to get some ice. I know there's somebody out there who's mad as hell right now. They were woken up at the crack of dawn, and they got to go to their in-laws' house and do the old bit where you pretend like you like your in-laws and you pretend like you're happy to be there, but in reality you're not. If you're that guy or gal out there this 4th of July weekend, I envy you. Not I envy you. I feel for you. I empathize with you. Wrong E-word. But no, we got a lot to get to. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time. As I mentioned, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take over at that time. He'll lead you in a Washington Nationals baseball. I believe this afternoon, Ben, if I'm not mistaken, it is game 2 of a 3-game weekend series between the Washington Nationals and the Boston Red Sox. We were on air yesterday with you all, sitting in for Grant and Danny. We didn't talk too much about what happened to the Washington Nationals, but it was an 11-2 loss, and I think this is what we did mention yesterday. The result that we got yesterday on the 4th of July, and here's the thing, right? Mark Zuckerberg had a very interesting tweet. When I say interesting, it was more funny to me, so don't think I'm about to give you some drama here. Mark Zuckerberg tweeted, all right, so it's he said it's like 2:30 p.m. and the game is over. Go enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend. It was a tough watch if you were at the ballpark yesterday, and actually gave a ton of credit to, you know, those of you that were in attendance yesterday. The crowd the last couple of days at the ballpark on Friday, obviously yesterday it was great, and then Thursday night it was a good crowd as well. Yesterday, 37,355 folks showing up to watch the old Curly W's. I will say this, and I'm not trying to, you know, take away at all from the attendance numbers of the last 2 days. When the best team in the American League, talking about the Detroit Tigers, comes to town, you're probably going to get some good attendance. And then when you host a weekend series against probably the second most popular team in the American League, talking about the Boston Red Sox, you're going to get a crowd. So I'm not totally surprised. We know D.C. is a super, transient city. A lot of people from a lot of different areas are out here living, doing their thing, trying to make a living, some of which happen to be from Boston. And they come and invade Nats Park when the Red Sox come to town. Basically, I'm saying of the 37,000 folks that were in attendance, over under, how many of those were Nationals fans? I would say I'd give it, because normally on a regular day at the ballpark, I think the attendance varies anywhere from 14 to 17,000. If I'm reading it right, like there are some series, obviously, like when you're playing a big, well-known team, you'll get some good attendance. But I'm looking at the attendance numbers over the past month, what we saw here in the month of June. And Nats were home quite a bit in the month of June. And they got – it's wow. So a Sunday – the Sunday, June 15th game against Miami, 28,000 people came out. And you know what I think when I see attendance numbers like that with two teams like that? People wanted to get out and about and do something.
That's what I was going to say. You got to factor in
that's very
at the stadium. There's thousands of people there that couldn't care less about the game, really. They don't they show up in a Nats hat or a T-shirt that they have for whatever reason. They probably got in a giveaway. Like, yeah, I'm a Nats fan. I'm at the game, but they don't actually really care if they win or not. They're just there with the family or whatever, and then they go home.
Doing their thing, and I don't mind it at all.
No, that's fine.
Get it how you live. But
take in baseball. It's fun.
Exactly. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you're taking in baseball and you're actually enjoying it. I hope you do know what you're talking about. But if you're in that group of folks that really don't give a damn about what's going on with the Nats, hopefully, right, hopefully – they can give you a reason to come to the ballpark, a reason to get behind them, a reason to cheer. The only, I don't want to say the only positive thing, but the number one positive thing and takeaway we have with this Washington Nationals baseball team right now is James Wood. He is off to an absolute tear when it comes to hitting the baseball and getting some national recognition as well. It was announced on Thursday night that he was going to participate in Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby. And if you're looking for a way to get your guys some recognition, if you're looking for a way for America to find out who you are, going Kanye crazy in the Home Run Derby is how you do it. Because just how you mentioned, Ben, there are some folks that, you know, go to a Nats game on a random Wednesday when it's nice just because the weather's good. There are going to be plenty of people out in the ATL that are, you know, going to the Home Run Derby just because it's there, and then there are going to be millions of people watching at home that don't watch any regular season baseball games but tune in to watch the Derby, that'll bet on it, et cetera, just because it's one of the more popular things in all of professional sports. That's the one thing, I'm not in baseball is a super regional sport, especially in the majors. When it comes to the Home Run Derby, though, I think it's the one event out of, all the pro sports all-star weekends that, actually gets people to come out of the woodworks that don't like baseball. You're not going to catch anybody watching the NFL Skills Challenge that don't watch the NFL, if that makes sense, right? Like, people, I guess All-Star Weekend in the NBA is like this as well. I think the three-point contest still has that allure to it. I know the dunk contest at a point in our lives did, but I think the home run derby is definitely that. You'll have people that really don't give a rat's ass about baseball.
You get real stars that actually participate in the derby. I've, like, the dunk contest is like, it's like nobody's now, right? I mean, McClung isn't he's not even really in the league for real.
And no he offense just wins to Mac. No offense to Mac. I'm tired of seeing Mac McClung.
He's a go-to dunker, but like, John Wall won the dunk contest. That was one of my favorite moments as a Wizards fan. Because like, that was when I was like, wow, like, Wall is a national superstar player.
I'm telling you. And that was like, oh, you're giving me goosebumps, giving me all the feels. Because as much as we love the Washington Commanders in this town, and we'll talk about the Commanders a lot here in the opening hour of this program as we take you up the noon Eastern time this morning. As much as we love the Commanders, Ben, I know you could speak to this as well.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits different when the Wizards are good.
Yeah. I think people are quick to forget.
You know? Like the 2016, 2017, like those years were awesome for me, man. Thinking about a healthy John Wall, a healthy Bradley Beal, and how close that team ultimately got, you know, to kind of getting over the hump. They were a game away, a Kelly Olynyk masterclass away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago. Seven, 8 years ago. I'm saying a couple of years ago. Like it was yesterday. No. Obviously, this was 16, 17, that time period. But all in all, it does hit different when the Wizards are good. And I think Nats fans out there will say the same about, you know, the Curly W's as well. It hits different when this group is good. They're not right now. As I mentioned yesterday, and I thought about it after the show went off the air. Like, damn, there was a point in time yesterday where I just said the Nats flat out stink. And they do. And I'm not lying. I'm not giving away state secrets when I say that. But I do not want the team record and the state of the franchise to put a wet blanket on what James Wood has done this season. First full season in the majors. 23 home runs. Tied for seventh most in all of Major League Baseball. He's got 67 RBIs. That's tied for seventh in the league. And then a 954 OPS. Like, he is doing it. All the metrics at the plate for him are out of this damn world. We were talking about it briefly yesterday. I got to go look, and I'll go check right now in real time just to give us an idea of what things are looking like and how things are cooking as we're slowly but surely creeping up on All-Star break in Major League Baseball. James Wood in his NL MVP odds are something to me that's super interesting. And honestly goes to show you, quite frankly, just how much of a dog James Wood is. When you think about how bad the Nats have been this year, this is when I start talking about how horrible they are. So if you're going to get squeamish here, stick around. I was going to tell you to change the station, but that'd be stupid. Like, when you think about how bad this team is, and then you think about some of the national love that Wood is starting to get, it goes to show you, one, he's super special, and then it immediately makes me think, damn, imagine if this was a formidable baseball team. Like, imagine if that was the case. Right now, as we sit here on July the 5th, for the National League MVP odds, guy with the best odds to win the award is Shohei Ohtani. Then you got Pete Crow Armstrong. Then you got Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, and then at plus 5,000 is one James Wood. So for him to have the fifth best odds in all the National League to win the NL MVP, it speaks to what the hell he is doing at the plate. And I think it's been a special season for him. I'm excited to see, you know, how he, you know, finishes it up in the second half of the season. If we're going to give James Wood some love for where his odds stand as well, for where his odds stands in terms of the NL MVP. Got to give Mackenzie Gore some love too. Right now, it's definitely seems like it's going to end up being Paul Skenes to win the NL Cy Young. What he has done in the early point of his career is super impressive as well. Already, you know, establishing himself as a legit top 3 to 4 pitcher in the sport. Some people will say he is the odds-on, clear-cut best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball, but he's got the best odds right now to win the NL Cy Young. But it's Paul Skeens, it's Zach Wheeler, it's Logan Webb from the Giants, it's Christopher Sanchez from Philadelphia. And then you go down to the 7th best odds to win National League, the NL Cy Young, it's Mackenzie Gore. And I want to give him some flowers here as well. If you're thinking about what's been positive about this team this year, look no further than James Wood and Mackenzie Gore, two guys, you know, that clearly look like they're a part of your long-term future. Mackenzie, the big talking point with him coming out of spring training is, would you see the consistency? And I think we said the same thing about Jake Irvin as well. We've seen the consistency from Big Mac, not as much from Jake Irvin. But all in all, man, I think as tough as this group has been to watch at times, as much as we laugh at the attendance numbers on occasion, James Wood and Mackenzie Gore are box office. When Big Mac's on the mound, you want to be at the ballpark. And James Wood, we know how he acts when he's at the plate. So he is a box office, come see me every day type of batter. We just hope that, you know, this rut that this franchise is in, we hope it ends sooner rather than later. A lot more to get to, though, as we take you around the DMV here on the day after the 4th of July. You can tap in with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. You can do that all show long. You can also call us, 1-800-636-1067. We'll take our first time out of the morning. I'm going to go get some coffee. No, I'm joking. See, if you actually know me, you know that I was just completely BSing when I said that. I've never had coffee in my life, but it sounded good saying that going to break. I'm going to go pour some water. We'll come back. We'll get into the burgundy and gold coming up here in this 9 o'clock hour. But when we come back, though, NBA Summer League gets underway this afternoon. We'll look at the NBA Summer League slate for day one, and then we'll add a little local flavor to it. The Washington Wizards going to get underway in their NBA Summer League coming up next week. What are your expectations for the D.C. family, and does Summer League move you at all? That is next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby.
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just getting rolling. Here on 106.7 The Fan, we're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well if you want to keep the convo going off air. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to. We're getting to the Washington Commanders. I don't know if this was last night or the day before, but I saw Queen Bee was out at Northwest Stadium, little top. And if there's one person that can fill up Northwest Stadium or pretty much any stadium around the country, it is Beyonce. There's a picture online, and it comes from
Deuce.
Yeah, it comes from one of my favorite one of my favorite Commander podcasters out there in the ether. My guy Deuce, the Red Zone in the Lab is what I think the name of the podcast is. Deuce posted a photo of Commander's, what do we call him, Magic Johnson? Managing partner? Commander's managing partner, Irvin Magic Johnson. He posted a picture. Well, no, I'm sorry. Wasn't Magic. It was Jay-Z, excuse me. It was a picture of Jay-Z and Daryl Green. And the caption of the picture, how did I confuse Jay-Z and Magic Johnson?
That's what I don't know. I want to know.
Because I'm ridiculous and it's 9:22 in
you
the
do
morning.
Maybe you do need a coffee.
Maybe I do need a coffee. Clearly, I'm off my rocker, off the E-Rock here this morning. But, no, it was a picture of Jay-Z and Daryl Green. And Deuce's caption said it was Jay-Z and Terry McLaurin. And it's not funny at all. Deuce is obviously trolling. But this was relevant because I believe today, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, Terry McLaurin signed that extension with the then Washington football team that put him here for D.C. for another 3 years. And I think people are antsy on social media right now about this Terry McLaurin deal. I wouldn't describe myself as antsy. I would say I'm getting impatient in terms of I want this thing to just get done. But, no, that picture definitely geeked me out. I wonder if it was from last night or is this something that was old? Because Jay-Z actually came to a couple Commander games last year, if I'm not mistaken, or was it the year before? So it's interesting. So if you saw that picture out there, don't be alarmed. It's just Deuce trolling. We will talk about Terry McLaurin's contract extension and the Washington Commanders coming up a little bit later on in the show. But right now, I wanted to get into NBA Summer League. Tips off this afternoon. Now, I'm not going to do the embarrassing bit that I did yesterday, Ben, when I gave the times out wrong because my laptop has West Coast time on it. NBA Summer League tips off this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be the first game that you see Pelicans and T-Wolves. So we'll get to see the debut of one Derek Queen. So I know a lot of people are super excited about that. Top, I know you follow DQ pretty closely. Have you been, you know, what have you thought of, like, his body transformation that we've seen from the end of the NCAA tournament to now here this afternoon when he's going to play his first Summer League game?
He looks thin.
He does, right?
He looks real thin, and I think that's good for him because given how his body was before he went into college, I think he lost, like, 25 pounds before the start of the NCAA season.
Yeah, he had a lot of baby fat. Yeah.
It was important for him, you know, to kind of burn that off and get himself into tip-top shape. But, you know, the NBA is a whole different breed. He's about to play in an 82-game season. It starts here in the summer. So I think he's prepared himself well. And, you know, a certain first-round draft pick when he went to New Orleans could not control his weight very well. So maybe he's learned something.
Oh, I'm sure you've seen the Derek Queen and Zion memes out there on the internet. People have been having
the first tweet I saw was DQ. Somebody got, like, there's all the chefs in New Orleans got to contact him right now. But no,
the internet's crazy.
DQ's not fat.
He wasn't even fat.
He was a little kid when he had some chub on him. Like, that was just baby fat.
That's all it is. And I think him, like you mentioned, him getting the baby fat in order and then trimming out his body, I think is going to be huge for his game.
He's the biggest troll.
No, he is.
Do you see what he gets onto, gets into in the internet?
Dude, he gets it, is how I would put it. Like,
Damon Evans obviously departs for SMU.
Yeah.
And Colleen Sorm, who was the interim AD before Jim Smith was hired by Daryl Pines, she followed Damon to SMU. So I don't know what the hell SMU is doing right now, bringing those clowns in over there.
Well,
anyways, they posted that DQ just quote tweets that says, ha.
Yeah, he doesn't give a damn. Like, think about it from his perspective. First of all, they're lucky they got him. When you think about how highly touted of a recruit he was, they're lucky he stayed home. And then he goes out and provides a memorable moment in the NCAA tournament. Derek Queen owes the University of Maryland nothing. And I think the way he handled himself during his 1 year on campus, the excitement that him and the Crab Five brought, I know they went out sad in the tournament. But, like, let's not forget how exciting the regular season was, and then the tournament was up until their final game that they played. Like, this was a fun team to watch. When you go out against the eventual national champions, there's nothing to feel bad about at all.
Did you see his press conference where they asked him about him updating his LinkedIn profile?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't see the presser, but I did see that he did that immediately.
I'll tell you what he said. So the thing about Derek Queen in his interviews, he's not a great interview just because he's a little shy, I guess. Doesn't talk too well to the media. But he is always really honest, which is funny, and kind of to his fault sometimes. You know, one instance of this, before I get into what he actually said the other day, was he was asked by one of the student reporters at Maryland about Kevin Willard, or like in his impact. This was during the whole tumultuous time there that was Willard's departure. He said, well, he do pay us the money. Like, something
that's so real.
Something he probably wasn't supposed to say, but he said it anyway. And then this time they asked him about that, and he goes, my team did that. You know, they do that for me. Like, he had the opportunity to just be like, yeah, you know, like, I went on there and I updated it because I was proud of myself. Like, he's always just honest, even though nobody would have not believed him if he would have just said that he did it himself, because it'd actually be on brand for how he is.
No, it would be. And
but he's always honest, which is, I mean, it's a good quality. Like, it's good to have somebody in your organization that's honest. So
I think
take that.
They're going to love him in New Orleans. I can't wait to see. I think it's probably going to start today, what the social media team does with Derek Queen, and, you know, how they, oh, wow. That's so embarrassing.
What happened?
We sparked the DQ conversation, and I had my clicker on July 10th. So, Pelicans don't play today. Summer League does get underway, though, this afternoon. You got the California League that goes on, and then you got the league that's out in Utah. It's always good to get some DQ combo in, though, so that's not bad. Vegas Summer League does start next week, but earlier this afternoon we'll get started at about 4:30 Eastern time. No Dylan Harper, but you'll see Spurs and Heat to kick off the California Classic. Dylan Harper, the number 2 overall pick, dealing with an ankle sprain. So I don't know, you know, how long it's going to take to see him make his Summer League debut. We also get to see our guy, Bronny James, my guy, Bronny James, coming up at 6:30 tonight as they take on the Warriors. You'll see Memphis and Oklahoma City as well. And then the nightcap, the main event, which I'm really super excited to see, and I'm curious to see if a certain somebody has some extra motivation. You'll get Sixers and Jazz tonight. That'll be VJ Edgecombe, the number 3 overall pick, versus Ace Bailey, the 5th overall pick. So I'm very, very curious to watch that one, because we know pre-draft Ace Bailey was under a lot of scrutiny, and the refusal to work out for Philadelphia and other teams obviously made headlines, but him skipping the Philly workout really drew a lot of national attention. Curious to see how VJ Edgecombe takes it. And he is a guy that, if I'm being honest, and like, this is where I get to get injected with truth serum and Doc Walker style and tell you how I really feel. I love Trey Johnson. I love that pick for DC. I think he'll end up being a pretty damn good player. He's got, you know, maybe the best work ethic in this entire draft class. But I prefer VJ Edgecombe. I would. And it's because I'm more familiar with VJ Edgecombe. watching him in the Olympics last year, playing with the Bahamas, going up against NBA pros, he looked like the best player on his team. And he's playing with Buddy Hield, and I'm missing some other guys that are on that Bahamian roster. But, like, he can flat out go. And in terms of, like, a player comp, if he really ends up figuring it out, this is like a Dwayne Wade type of cat. Like a guy that can have legit two-way impact, can jump out of the gym. The jump shot is a work in progress, but if you've seen him shoot the ball before, you know it's a nice-looking stroke. I'm curious to see what he does for Philadelphia, because when you take into account all of the injuries right now that currently exist in the Eastern Conference, Halliburton going to be out all year for Indy. No Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics, right? No Damian Lillard for the Milwaukee Bucks. When you take into account all the attrition that folks are dealing with in the East, Philadelphia's got to be licking their chops saying, okay, you know, our time is now. I didn't even mention Darius Garland going to be out the first 2 months of the season for Cleveland. So it feels like there's going to be some sort of changing of the guard in the Eastern Conference. I think Philadelphia is a team that's going to capitalize off of that, and their rookie, Vijay Edgecombe, is going to have a really unique opportunity. It's rare that a cat is drafted third overall and gets inserted into a situation where you've got Tyrese Maxey, who's an all-star, Joel Embiid, who's an all-NBA top five type of talent, Paul George, who's one of the best on the wing when he's right. Jarrett McCain came on last year like gangbusters. Like, he's not going to have to be forced into this dynamic scoring role, and he's going to get to play his game right off of the rip. And I think what he is able to do on the defensive end, plus the fireworks that he can give you above the rim, I think he'll be box office for Philly. And I think by season's end, I think he's a guy that, I don't know if he starts right off the rip, but I know by season's end I expect him to be a starter. And I expect him to be a guy that can draw and guard the other team's best offensive weapon. Like, he's got that type of impact and potential on the defensive end of the floor. So, super excited to see his debut tonight. Sixers and Jazz get underway at 9 p.m. On ESPN as the Utah Summer League gets underway this afternoon. The California Classic gets underway as well. I am excited to see Bronny. He spoke after their first Summer League practice, and he was, of course, getting peppered with questions about his father, LeBron James, and I think Bronny always handles himself well at the podium. Obviously, he's very media savvy. His dad is as well. But he's a guy that has a ton of pressure on him, to me, going into this second season. And really, it starts this afternoon with Summer League when you think about how highly scrutinized he was this time last summer. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles it. The California Classic underway at 4:30 today. NBA Summer League already back just a week and a half, 2 weeks removed from the NBA Finals. So buckle up. The league that never sleeps is back at it again. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. The Wizards, they get underway with their Las Vegas Summer League schedule coming up next week. What are some of my expectations for the D.C. family as the rookies and young pups get ready for the Las Vegas Summer League? That is next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
.636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham taking you up the noon Eastern time as we take you around the DMV here on the day after the 4th of July. If you did not catch the opening segment of the show, can I give out my warning to the rest of the DMV area? And really, if you're listening, because we're nationwide as well on the Odyssey app, if you're listening from somewhere else, because I know we got a lot of fans out in North Carolina, I know we got fans out in Florida that tap into the fan, don't be that ignorant neighbor that's blowing off fireworks next Tuesday. Tonight's the night. Tonight, that's it for me. You guys get lucky this year because it doesn't happen till Friday. It was a Friday event. So naturally, it's going to spill over into the weekend. If I hear nair damn firework on Monday or Tuesday, I'm calling the police.
You're going to hate the thing I just sent you on. You got to look at what I sent you on Twitter during the break, Lino. You're going to hate what I sent you.
So I heard you say, look at what I sent you, and I didn't get the chance to crack it open yet. I'm doing it now. Oh, my gosh. Well, look, right down the street, right here in our Navy Yard studio.
I can see where that was. I can see it.
Literally, right from where we are in the studio, we can see this. This is bonkers. Like, this is why, it don't even get me started, because our studio, while it's tremendous and D.C. is great, it is across the street from one of the more dangerous neighborhoods in the district, and that's why fireworks in Navy Yard could easily be misconstrued for something else, which is why I say Sunday night, wrap it up. Honestly, you should wrap it up tonight. You shouldn't be popping fireworks on the Lord's Day anyway. So Monday night, wrap it up. But if you want to be a really good person, wrap it up tonight. I shouldn't hear fireworks at all tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. I just shouldn't. We were talking about NBA Summer League before we went to our last timeout. Bronny James making his Summer League debut this year, coming up later this afternoon. As the California Classic gets underway, I think he's got a ton of pressure on him to have a good summer. Last year, he was highly scrutinized for what he did or didn't do during the summer league. But I think he's a young man that belongs in this league. And with all of the speculation about where LeBron James is going to play next, I think the future of Bronny James is super interesting and a big part of this dynamic and equation as well that maybe we don't talk about enough. But speaking of Summer League, the Wizards make their Summer League debut coming up next Friday as they'll take on the Phoenix Suns in their first game of the Las Vegas Summer League. And we talked about it briefly yesterday. I want to get into it now again while we got some time. When it comes to the Wizards and Summer League, I said it after the draft. I think they have the pieces to be one of the better teams out of the Las Vegas Summer League. Like, I think it'll be competitive. I think the Rockets are going to have a good team. I think Chicago is going to have a pretty decent team if Matas Bouzelis plays. Portland's going to have a pretty decent team. There'll be a couple of teams out there that'll make it hard for the D.C. family, but I think on paper, the Wizards have one of the better summer league rosters. It's just all going to depend upon, you know, how quickly they can come together and then how many games guys play. So I do expect to see Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, even Alex Saar for that matter. My question is how much do we see them? If they play really well, a guy like Alex Saar and Bub Carrington in particular, like if they play really well off the rip, do they continue to go or do they rest them? I think Bilal may be a guy also that's out there in Vegas for summer league, and this I think would be his last eligible year, if I'm mistaken. But we'll see if they let him go at all in the summer series as well. I know him and Alex Saar are playing with the French national team this summer, so I wonder how that impacts their availability for summer league. Obviously, I want to see Saar more than Koulibaly, but I did want to see Bilal in the summer because, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ben, if you feel like you get what I'm saying. When you think about what Bilal's weaknesses are in his game, it's his offensive game. It's putting the ball on the floor. It's creating shots for himself and others. Like, he has to get better in that area. I think the Vegas Summer League is a perfect chance for you to just roll out the ball and let Bilal be your primary ball handler. Let him get work in that spot at an area that he clearly struggles in.
I have an answer on the French Euro basketball stuff. I was looking into it yesterday, actually.
Okay.
So the way it works is the games actually start like early August or early to mid-August, and I think the training for it begins in late July. And those guys, are, like Saar and Bilal, are not guaranteed to even make that team. They're invited to participate and try to get on the team. I think there will be cuts from it, so it's not even a guarantee that they would be on the team for what it's worth. But because the training for it and the tryout, I guess, essentially begins like a week or two after Summer League ends, that's why I don't see it that likely that those two actually
two participate. And I think that's actually a good thing and a blessing in disguise for a guy like Tristan Vukovic. You know, he can get all the minutes at the five spot during the summer. I think he's a guy that's definitely going to participate. I'm curious to see how he fares out there. But, yeah, for Bilal and Saar, love that they're getting to work with the French national team. Also want to see them in our system, but good hoop is good hoop. And I think they'll both make that team, Ben. Bilal made it last year. I'm assuming he'll make it again this year.
Yeah, they should make it.
But all of a sudden, France's roster, bro, started to get stacked. Super stacked. And it really just speaks to where the international game is. But in terms of some other Wizards that I'm looking forward to seeing out in Vegas, Bub Carrington, of course, near the top of that list, seeing how much faster and stronger he's gotten and how his body's changed. The one thing with him that we continue to talk about that he needs to work on is getting downhill, getting to the cup, finishing through traffic, and then getting to the free throw line, most importantly. I think if he can do that, those are the traits that he is missing to me to be a 82-game regular season playoff starter at the lead guard, point guard position. That's all he's missing. Because I think the passing ability is there. I think the feel and pick and roll situations is tremendous. That's the one thing that stood out right off the jump with him. He is nasty in the pick and roll. So allowing him to do more of that coming out in summer league and get more of those opportunities is going to be huge. I'm curious to see how Keyshawn George's body has changed and where he is at physically. I know he's doing a lot of work in Canada in terms of doing some kid camps and youth camps and things of that nature. So I know he's probably excited just to get back out and hoop and have it mean something. He was a guy also that stood out last year during the summer league. The most important guy that I'm, you know, really looking forward to seeing is the Wizards rookies from this year. Trey Johnson, Will Riley, and then I'm continuing. I blank on my man's name every so often. Is it Jameer Watkins, the kid from Florida State? So excited to see all three of those guys. What are my expectations for them, though, coming up here in the Vegas Summer League? I'll get you that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan. Easing our way into the 10 o'clock hour right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time before we hand things over to the OG. Rick Doc Walker will take you in the Washington Nationals baseball. Game number two of a three-game weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. Nats at home. We were talking about the attendance over the last 2 days in the opening segment of the show. I expect it to be just as packed out in the Navy Yard coming up here this afternoon. Haven't stepped outside yet, but looks nice out. It's the best way that I will put it. A lot to get to. Me, you, and Lil Top answering the phones at 1-800-636-1067. We will get into the Washington Commanders coming up a little bit later on in the program. Right now, I'm going to put a bow on our Washington Wizards Summer League conversation. the guys that I'm most excited about seeing are the draft picks from this year. Trey Johnson, the sixth overall pick out of the University of Texas. I'm also excited to see our guy Will Riley out of the University of Illinois, the number 21 overall pick. And then the second rounder that the Wizards got. I'm really intrigued by what Jameer Watkins is going to ultimately be. I wonder if he is a guy that they put on a two-way contract to start, or does he do enough and show enough here in the summer to where they go, hold the hell on now. This is a cat that could play minutes for us right now in the big league squad. So it'll be interesting to see how that ultimately plays itself out. One thing we'll talk about right off the rip in the 10 o'clock hour is this Jonathan Kuminga stuff that's been floating out there in the ether. We talked about it a fair amount yesterday. A new wrinkle that I want to add to it here this afternoon is like an official proposed trade. Because I realized yesterday while on the air, I threw out Bilal Coulibaly as a potential like one-for-one type of swap. I doubt that Bilal is dangled in any sort of Jonathan Kuminga trade talks, just considering where Kuminga is contractually and how long he's been in the league and then where Bilal is. I don't know if the Wizards would have to give up Coulibaly to pull off a trade like that, but we'll get into that in full detail coming up top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll also let you hear from Trey Johnson's high school basketball head coach, Chad Myers from Link Academy in Missouri, to give us the skinny on what we can expect out of the Washington Wizards first-round pick. But in terms of what I expect from him in Summer League, he's got a chance, I think, to be the leading scorer of Summer League. I think he's going to have the green light. I think he's going to have the freedom to put the basketball on the floor. Offensively, I think he'll come into Summer League and he'll shoot the cover off the basketball and he'll be super efficient, he'll take good shots, etc. I want to see him create and play make. That was like a low-key skill that I thought he had last year during his lone season at Texas. I thought he was pretty damn good in the pick and roll. I want to see him do a little bit more of that. The other thing that I'm curious to see, and the most important thing really for Trey Johnson, is he going to lock in on the defensive end? And there are going to be some NBA veterans playing in this summer league. So the acclimation period starts now in terms of getting used to going up against grown-ass men every day, right? And what I worry about with him, and I don't even want to use the word worry. I got to stop with that. My question with him is, like, the effort's got to be there off the rip. I don't care if you get cooked, Trey Johnson. You got to get cooked trying your ass off, though. Like, there's going to be a screen that Trey Johnson fails to get over during summer league and his man scores, but I hope he's fighting like hell to try and get over that screen, if you pick up what I'm putting down. Like, that to me is the number one thing that he has to really concern himself with. And I feel like when it comes to Johnson, everybody you talk to, we'll let you hear from Chad Myers coming up here momentarily, everybody you talk to raves about this young man's work ethic, calling it Kobe Bryant-like, right? Fran Fraschilla, longtime NBA college basketball analyst, on draft night when Trey Johnson was selected, he tweeted out that when he made stops on campus this year and talked to folks at the University of Texas, they said the only other guy that's come through that program that's worked harder and been more of a gym rat was Kevin Durant. So if you're Trey Johnson and your work ethic already is getting compared to Easy Money Sniper, then you're doing something right. And if you don't know who Easy Money Sniper is, Kevin Durant, one of the greatest of all time, DMV zone. But one thing you'll hear about Kevin, some guys like nightlife, some guys like being out in the club, some guys like enjoying themselves and popping it late at night. Kevin Durant's in the gym. Kevin Durant's a gym rat. All he cares about is basketball. Eats, breathes, sleeps, hoop. I think Trey Johnson is the same way. And for that reason, I think he's got a real chance to be a special, special dude right off the rip here for the Washington Wizards. So those are my expectations for Johnson. I want to see him get better on defense. I want to see him try on the defensive end. And then I want to see him as a playmaker as well. The other thing I'll be glued in on is Will Riley, who I'm actually really intrigued by. And I think he can have a role sooner rather than later on this team. 13 of his final 15 games on campus at the University of Illinois, he registered double figures. So what that tells me is he was playing his best basketball at the end, right? Playing his best basketball at the end of the season when his team needed him the most. And, like, that's what I'm looking for. At 18 years old, wiry-framed kid, still, you know, still developing in terms of, like, his body, but in terms of, like, his skill set for that size, woof, Will Riley's got a chance to be a really special one. Grant Danny had on the head coach from Illinois, Coach Underwood, last week or a couple of weeks ago, right after the draft. And the praise that he gave Will Riley's offensive game, anytime again compared to Mike Beasley, who Coach Underwood got the chance to coach as an assistant at Kansas State, anytime you talk about Mike Beasley, who is just, he may be the best one-on-one basketball player walking God's green earth right now, if I'm being transparent with you. He called Will Riley the second best offensive player he had ever coached, only behind one Michael Beasley. So I want to see Will Riley let it all hang out, man. Don't be shy offensively when it comes to Vegas Summer League. The other thing that I'll be looking at is this. How much bigger did he get from the end of the college season to right now? Because I haven't gotten the chance to look at him. I haven't seen any workout videos, anything like that. But when it comes to, like, if there's a weakness of his game, you know, you want to see him become more physically mature, and I think that'll really in turn help out everything else about his game. A lot more to get to as we continue to take you around the DMV here on this day after the 4th of July. It's hot outside. Nats baseball on tap a little bit later on this afternoon. So if you're around the Navy Yard area, you might as well stop by and add to the good attendance numbers that we've seen from the Curly W's. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep things on the hardwood. Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors is a restricted free agent. A lot of folks expecting him to leave the Bay Area via sign-and-trade. The Washington Wizards all of a sudden have entered the conversation. Do you want to trade for Jonathan Kuminga? And if you do, what are you comfortable giving up? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani is
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.